Preparation for the lesson in the tents.
קודם כל תפתחו את הוואטסאפ איפה שיש את הקטעים האלה.
First of all, open the WhatsApp where you have these texts. Be prepared to also read them. So yesterday we had a very special lesson. Every lesson is very special, but yesterday it was indeed very special. We received all sorts of guidance regarding how we should work throughout the day, during the lesson, and actually all the time, how we need to work, how we need to feel even, and what to do with those feelings, regardless of what feelings they are. So before we read a few excerpts from yesterday's lesson, which I think when I looked at the text, it looked like something there's something special there. But before we read them, I'll also tell you the question, the thing we will discuss, which is what is expected of us from above right now when we enter the lesson, and where are we in respect to that expectation? So again, what is the expectation? What is expected of us, as Rav said yesterday in the lesson, and where are we in relation to that? Now we'll read excerpts. Each friend will read another excerpt, and if you have something to add of your own in addition to that excerpt, you are welcome and indeed invited to add.
אני רוצה שאתם תגיעו לתחילת השיעור בחיסרון מסוים ובזמן השיעור.
I want you to come to the lesson with a certain lack and open it as we come to the lesson, so that ultimately, as a result of the lesson, we'll have the building of the vessel of connection among the ten, inside the ten, and as they're concerned with heartache, where you feel that the heart is constricted, you want to be connected instead of each one on his own. You want to feel the common heart, and in that common heart you want to feel the common deficiency, which we call man. And in that man we will feel who we ascribe it to, which is the general force of bestowal inherent in all of reality, and we ask of it only one thing: to allow us to bestow in action to each other, and all of us together to Him. That is what we want. Let us, before the lesson, examine how I relate to my friends. Do I hate them? As the students of Rabbi Shimon felt at times. If not, it's a sign that I didn't love them yesterday. There's nothing worse than to be indifferent towards them. Just like that, like in a course or something, we come to study together. You want to get something from the teacher, not from each other. So I need to check how I relate to my friends who accompany on the path. So we have a lesson now, and after this, tomorrow, each one goes his own way, or perhaps it's impossible to go one's own way. The path is between us. We need to be drawn to greater connection daily through hate and love intermittently. So, first of all, I need to examine how I relate to them in the morning. Is it with love or hatred? As much as possible, then to see it as proper. However, indifference, that's concerning. It's a sign I was disconnected. Maybe that yesterday and today, I'm also disconnected. All right?
This is the passage. When I read it yesterday before sleep, I wrote you that it's very strong. First of all, the matter of indifference, it's just death. It means that you're cut off from the system, and suddenly it's something that really frightens you. And also, if you work with friends during the day, then you're supposed to come to the lesson like the students of Rabbi Shimon. And it's also an examination of what I did and how did I do it.
Also, let's not erase the left. If they seem repulsive to you, we don't erase that either. Rather, we turn to the next state. Later, you'll see that it isn't by chance. It's very well guided accurately towards us. We don't know what dealings the upper power of Bestol has in concerning us. He has no other things to do but to be in agreement with us. There's nothing else in spirituality but our agreement, our own request, by which we build the place for his revelation. Therefore, we need to be very attentive and feel inner anxiousness about the extent to which we are approaching that.
A person has to examine himself internally. Is he anxious? Does this anxiety turn into waves, special pace that everyone goes into together, like in one breath, like in one heartbeat, starting to work together? You have to be sensitive to it, to try and develop an inclination towards that feeling, desire, because this is building the kli.
My purpose is to bestow upon the Creator through descent or ascent. It doesn't matter to me. I need to be under restriction as far as I'm concerned. I've restricted myself. I don't exist. Bring me whatever state. The main thing is that I can bestow upon the Creator. How can I maintain this thing in a constant way? In the way I live a life of a sandwich. We have ascents, descents. I'm constantly looking towards my goal, and which is, in what can I bestow contentment upon my Maker?
Okay, so let's talk about what are we coming into the lesson with? What's the expectation from above in regard to what we understood from yesterday's lessons? And how are we in relation to that? I'll just say a few words. It's very simple. Yesterday there was this constant feeling that we have to feel a kind of fear of, is everything we're doing in order to give contentment to the Creator? Are we giving the 10 of strength? And every thought and inclination that I have toward that is also related. Does it come from you? How grateful you have to be for it. And to ask for the strength from the lesson to add to that today.
The reforming lights. It must reform us, bring us back to the good, develop in us that concern about spirituality, concern about the quality of bestowal which will reside in the world and within us. That will give us the power to work in the love of friends, the power to awaken each other, to organize an upgraded environment more so each time, that it'll kick us in the stomach, in the mind, in the heart, and bring us out of indifference.
For sure, the light works only on our unity, on the connection between us, where we're all in a state of annulment. And only when we think about our connection, about being a 10, not about myself, I think that's also the expectation from above, that we'll be in such a state that we can be the transition for the rest of the world.
So Rav
has an expectation for us to be a kli, that we'll receive his kli and we'll work with it. So let's do it together, all of us, the entire world kli, and do it with love.
I don't know where Ravi will take us today, but the emphasis yesterday was about examining within reason the extent to which we worked above reason. Meaning, to work above reason for us is always pressing on the point of connection above the natural desire for it, above the natural flow of life. If I feel like, I don't feel like it, I like him, I don't like him, and so on. So we always need to press forward, one step forward all the time. And the examination then is to see if there's resistance to that inside. And after the resistance, of course, there's this wave of, as a result of good work, there's turmoil inside. We keep pressing towards connection.
החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראותו, איי 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 מי האיש, החפץ חיים.